Fic Audio.
What exactly did you whisk me here for, Sirian?
Fair enough question. Permit me to answer with one. How would you like to save the world?
At the request of world-famous rock star and global humanitarian Sir Ian Moran, Anya Creed is flown to the jungles of Brazil to seek the secrets of a legendary lost civilization.
We're trying to track down reports that there might be a settlement derived from a quilombo far up the Amazon, which has declined to join Brazil, or perhaps the modern world.
Do you think that's really possible in today's world? With airplanes and satellites and everywhere? Wouldn't it turn up on Google Earth?
We aim to find out.
As Anya's journey takes her up the Amazon and into the nightmare world of the rainforest, the lines between reality and fantasy become more and more blurred, and the denizens of the jungle get more and more dangerous.
Ah! Hostile! Open fire! Open fire!
This is a bad place. We better pray your man Moran gets plenty of reinforcements into us pretty quick, like he said he would.
Unwittingly, Anya finds herself embroiled in an international struggle for technology, power, and even immortality. But who is the enemy, and who the ally?
You have been misled, lied to at every turn.
Even now, if you look deep into your heart, you can see the truth.
You've put the power of the ages into these hands.
I have capabilities you've never dreamed of.
So have I, my dear.
Oh!
Rogue Angel Number 8, Secrets of the Slaves.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
And now, for our feature presentation.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
He loved it. Loved the look on their faces. Loved the fear in their eyes. All he had to do was walk past them, the delightfully whippy split bamboo flail in his hand, and they cringed, knowing they might be the target, knowing they would indeed be the target. This time, next time, sooner or later, the flail would seek their flesh. Oh, how fine it was, the flail. He'd had it for years, intended to have it always. When first he found it, the flail was the color of pale, sun-washed sand, a light tan tinged with yellow. But that was long years ago. Now the slender, springy sections carried a lovely varnish-like patina, the color of a golden sunset with an underlying shade of red. Very appropriate, the red, for it was put there by the frequent and copious application of blood, the blood of cowering men. He liked the sound and the feel and the sight of the bamboo stinging their flesh, splitting it open, bringing the blood until their backs ran red with it, until the flail took on its color. Even more than the blood of men, he reveled in the blood of women. Terrified women. Screaming women. It was an odd fact, he mused. When he cut men with the precious flail, they hunkered down in fear or stood boldly in defiance. But either way, they were almost always silent when the welts were raised and the flesh split apart. Women, though, the women screamed. They begged. They wept loud and bitterly. They asked for mercy. The flail had no mercy, nor did he. Case Wilhelm smiled as he passed among them. He held the wonderful 4.5-foot-long flail lightly in one hand, while he looked, while he chose, while he decided which of them would provide an example for the others to learn by.
Ah, yes. That one.
Wilhelm's smile became wider as he altered his direction and took a firmer grip on the flail. He began to tremble with anticipation. The flail, the power, was his. The only thing that could make this better